Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, I would like to congratulate you for chairing this higher level meeting on mixed migration and refugees, which is an opportunity for the international community to reflect and join efforts to address the complex challenges posed by the plight. The phenomenon of refugees and migration is a consequence of deep development imbalances among countries. In Africa, and particularly in my country, Mozambique, migration of labor force is a current and historical reality. Recognizing the importance of refugees and migrants and their impact in the economic, political, social, and cultural life in our continent, governments have taken steps to set a strategic framework for African policies on refugees and migration. The overall objective of this strategic framework is to encourage African states to implement the integrated refugees and immigration issues and the national and the regional agendas through the development of national policies. This framework, it is intended to address a multitude of challenges such border problems, threatening peace and security, building mechanisms to protect refugees and combat trafficking, and invest in human resource development to mitigate brain drain, promote regional integration cooperation, and economic growth through infrastructures development. Mozambique has a long history of migrant labor to countries such as South Africa, Zimbabwe, Swaziland, Tanzania, Kenya, Germany, among other countries. Guided by its experiences, knowledge, spirit of solidarity, and respect for the rights of refugees and migrants, Mozambique has been hosting more than 23,000 asylum seekers as a way to dealing with mixed immigration flows, in particularly from all of Africa, the Great Lakes region of Africa. Most of these peoples leave their countries of origin due to the natural disasters, economic hardship, and political stability. Most recently, mid-July 2015, following military crimes by RENAMO, armed element, thousands of Mozambican citizens from Tete province and sold shelter in Malawi. Fortunately, as the situation returns to normal, most of these citizens have returned back home. Our more than 1,500 citizens are reported to remain in Malawi. This has been possible that the coordination effort between the government of Mozambique, Malawi, and the United States and the United Nations Sub-Office in Pretoria after proper procedures were followed, including the signing of a voluntary repatriation agreement. The government of Mozambique remains committed to rendering the necessary humanitarian assistance to those citizens. Thank you very much for this opportunity.